The music director of the National Symphony Orchestra, Leonard Slatkin, happened to be in London when the attacks on the U.S. occurred. He was there conducting a performance of the BBC Symphony Orchestra. One of the works he turned to immediately was a piece that has become the orchestral anthem of tragedy in America, Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings.
Barber was easily, for me, the single most difficult 9 minutes or so of conducting I ever had to do, because I was in tears the whole time. All the images that I only knew from television and talking to people on the phone had just come into full focus.
When Leonard Slatkin returned to the United States, to the Kennedy Center in Washington, which is not far from the damaged Pentagon, he had other decisions to make. Wednesday was the debut of the National Symphony's Fall Season.
Well, that was a program meant to be celebratory. There was Rodgers and Hammerstein. There were works of Leroy Anderson. Once again, it just felt too close and not something that we wanted to do for the opening concert.
So you went from a light-hearted concert, something inaugurating the beginning of a season, that's always a time for celebration, to something that was in a way ending a different kind of season, perhaps a season of innocence.
Yes, that's a very good way of putting it. What we chose to do was to have a work of Bach played. We had the soloist and violinist Midori. She was going to play a very flashy concerto. She changed to a solo piece of Bach, his Chaconne, for violin alone. That was a very moving moment. The nobility of Bach seemed to be appropriate for the occasion.
Have you considered, as we now go through our second weekend after the disaster, when it will be time to hear the standbys, to hear the Rodgers and Hammerstein, to hear the show tunes?
A lot for me depends on the context. If you're a Broadway theater and you're doing a Rodgers and Hammerstein show, I think you go on with that. But a symphony orchestra just didn't seem right. I know other orchestras did that. They went ahead and started their programs with something they felt was appropriate and then launched into what they were to do, and I admire them for that. Mm. I just didn't feel that. It wasn't inside me to do it that way.
And you're not there yet?
Not quite. We are, in addition to doing the special concerts we've done, the ones that open the season, we have a big event that we're doing Monday night, which is not a memorial, but includes a lot of people from all different kinds of disciplines paying tribute. Past that point, then we'll try to return to some degree of normalcy. We know that ourselves as musicians and audiences need to have some feeling of stability, and music provides that, maybe more than any other art.
The performance Monday night, I believe, is called A Concert for America. Could you introduce us to just one piece of music that you'll be playing on Monday night and tell us why you chose it?
There were lots of choices we could make for a program like this, but it is time to rebuild, to rethink. Mahler's Second Symphony is called The Resurrection, and perhaps that's a word and a feeling that gives exactly the right tone for the evening. And it begins with the softest of choral introductions and ends in a blaze of glory. 8 horns, organ, full chorus, everybody going about how we will go on with life. And that's how we will end our concert.
Leonard Slatkin is the music director of the National Symphony Orchestra. On Monday night, they'll perform Mahler's Second Symphony, The Resurrection, at the Kennedy Center here in Washington. This is a 1983 recording of that piece, with Leonard Slatkin conducting the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. And And for this evening, that's all things considered. Tracy Wall directs, Kitty Isley edits, Walter Ray Watson produces, with Devar Ardalan, Alice Winkler, Steve Lichtai, Annie Wu, Molly Peterson, Rob Sachs, and Christine Pike. Abdullah Rufus is the technical director. Engineers include Kurt Turner and Neil Ellis. Thanks tonight to WNYC New York, in Washington, editor Marcus Rosenbaum, and NPR's Performance Today. Finally, we welcome Paul Brown, our new executive producer for Weekend News. I'm Jackie Leiden. Good evening from Weekend All Things Considered and NPR News.